Hello and welcome to Bright Lights Big City number 36. So 36, I've been doing this for 3 years. Phew! Once again, we're packing it all into just over 15 minutes. There's some birthday tributes. There's the three themes, Crying, the B-side, the location song. There's Picks by Maddie Burke and Steve Pilkington. There's a Dance Craze song. And there's a fantastic prize to give away from Ace Records. All that and more. How do I do it? I take a pill 3 times a day, 10, 2 and 4.
Woke up last night and I thought I was gonna die. Oh, say. I woke up last night and I thought I was gonna die. Oh, say. My doctor came a running and my family stood by. Well, now, say. He left 3 pop pills for 10, 2 and 4. He left 3 pop pills for 10, 2 and 4. Hey man, when they hit me, I landed in the middle of the floor. Ah, sad. And I bumped rock and roll like I never have before. And I bumped rock and roll on every internet floor. Bebop, will be ILL's pop bill. And I couldn't get near his shack. A loaded man. I went to see old Doc and I couldn't get near his shack. Yes, say. They were creeping through the front door, bobbing right on out the back. I'm telling you, I waited 8 long hours just to knock upon his door. I waited 8 long hours just to knock upon his door. I came to pay my bill and brought money for 100 more. Like I never have before. And I bump rock and roll on every inch of that floor. Hey, B-O-B, Bob. Say B-I-L-L-S, Bob Pill.
Bop Pills, Macy Skipper, and it was Dr. Maddie Burke who prescribed that song to me. That was her pick of the month. Amongst 4 or 5 others, she said she's been saving them up for me. What can we tell you about Macy Skipper? Born in St. Louis, but then based in Memphis. And at one time he played bass for an outfit called the Swift Jewel Cowboys. Bop Pills was one of 3 demos he did for Sun. I'm pretty sure they weren't released. The songs he did release, 2 were for Light Records. And the third is a song called Goofing Off, which I will play you, but I'll have to prepare you for it. We now have the story of 3 cool cats meeting 3 cool chicks.
3 cool cats. 3 cool cats
parked on the corner in a beat-up car, dividing up a nickel candy bar, talking all about how sharp they are. These
3 cool cats, 3 cool chicks, 3 cool chicks
are walking down the street, are swinging their hips, a bag of potato chips, and 3 cool cats did 3 big flips for
3 cool chicks.
Up popped the first cool cat. He said, "Man, look at that. Man, do you see what I see?
I want the middle chick.
I want that little chick.
Hey, man, say 1 chick for me."
3 cool chicks. Cool cats.
Well, you just heard Three Cool Cats by Four Cool Cats, written by Lieber and Stoller, released in 1959. That was the Coasters. The Four Cool Cats were Carl Gardner, Billy Guy, Will Dub Jones and Cornell Gunter. I listed them because the personnel did change over the years. And their key years were 57 to 59, where they had hit after hit, starting with Searching and Youngblood, Yakety Yak. I'm playing Three Cool Cats because it's our Let's Flip song. It's the B-side theme. It was a B-side to Charlie Brown. Followed Yakety Yak. Yakety Yak was their biggest hit, 58. Went to number one in the Billboard chart and the R&B chart. Charlie Brown, Three Cool Cats, just to play slower, number two in both charts. And you may know, for their Decca audition in 1962, the Beatles recorded Three Cool Cats and were still doing it on the sessions for Get Back 7 years later. And if you're wondering how you learn to be a cool cat or a cool chick, maybe this is one way. This is Chuck and Dobby with the Duke Reed Group and Cool School. Cool School, Chuck and Dobby and the Duke Reed Group. Chuck was Chuck Josephs and Dobby was Dobby Dobson, real name Highland Dobson. The rest of the lineup, unlike the Coasters, it's a bit shaky. It's possibly Ernest Wrangling on guitar. I think we've got Roland Alfonso on tenor sax, and it's possibly Theophilus Beckford or Aubrey Adams on piano. We do know it's produced by Arthur Reed, a.k.a. Duke Reed, on his own label Trojan, 1957. And I've taken that from a great 3-CD set called USA Jamaica Roots of Ska, Rhythm and Blues Shuffle, 1942 to 1962. That is a very good example of a sort of R&B shuffle that then merged a year or so later into ska. It's our crying theme now. We have the good sister Rosetta Tharpe and Don't Leave Me Here to Cry.
Don't leave me here to cry. I know you don't love me, but I love you just the same. Darling, please hear my plea. You can love me if you try. The good Lord will bless you. Don't leave me here to cry. Yes, darling, I beg you, don't leave me here to cry. Darling, don't leave me. Please don't leave me here. I beg you, don't leave me. I've been so good to you. I bought you a Cadillac car. I bought you a diamond ring. Yes, three of them. I bought you all the clothes you need. Don't leave me, please, darling. Just give me one more time. You know I love you. While the good Lord of blood will bless you. Oh yes, the good Lord of blood will bless you to do everything.
Sister Rosetta Tharpe, Don't Leave Me Here to Cry, from 1953 on Decca, accompanied by the Leroy Kirkland Orchestra. Last month I played a track from Candice Ivory's latest album called When the Levee Breaks, the Music of Memphis Minnie, which from the feedback I got, it went down so well. I took the liberty of saying to her, if you fancy selecting a tune by one of your favourites, other than Minnie, for next month, whatever you like, but I can give you help. This is her reply. Thank you so much, Johnny. I'm so honoured to be played on your show. Steady. I've been listening to so much lately, so if you have a theme for your show, please let me know. Theme? This is theme central here, Candice. Goes on to say, I always have my uncle, Will Roy's band, the Fieldstones, playing, so any Fieldstones tune is always appropriate. Well, not only is it appropriate, here they are providing the location theme, My Kind of Town, and in this case, it's Mud Island Blues.
Down to murder.
Mud Island Blues, The Fieldstones, taken from their album Mud Island Blues. The Fieldstones featuring Candice Ivory's late uncle, Wilroy Sanders. Her album is so good. Let's treat you to another song of When the Levee Breaks, the music of Memphis Minnie. And this is You Can't Rule Me. You Can't Rule Me, Candice Ivory. I will be definitely playing more from her on future shows. Sticking with the blues, here's Leroy Carr, taken from his document recordings from 1930 to 1932. This will be 32, as it's a sequel to his song How Long Blues. He's retitled it How Long Has That Evening Train Been Gone? Thank you.
turn your train around. My baby's on there, and she's southern bound. How long has that evening train been gone? She left me standing, throwing up my hands. Said she was going back to other men. How long has that evening train been gone? Thinking how much I loved her, ain't that too bad? How long has that evening train been gone? If I had known she was gonna leave me that way, my poor broken heart wouldn't have to pay. How long has that evening train been gone? Nothing for me to say, but maybe she will come back to me someday. How long has that evening train been gone?
How long has that evening train been gone? Oh, I wanna know how long. Scrap of paper.
You've just heard the unofficial back-to-back. The official one's coming along soon. First up was Leroy Carr on How Long Has That Evening Train Been Gone, which I mentioned. We went straight into How Long Has That Evening Train Been Gone by Dinah Ross and the Supremes, taken from the Love Child album in 1968. Totally different song. And in some ways, I'm tipping my hat to my good friend Pete Jones, who puts out Small Town Talk podcast every month. He's been doing same song title, different songs, 47 shows. And no doubt there'll be two more on show 48 any day now. I'm playing Dinah Ross and the Supremes because it's Diana's birthday on March the 26th, where she was 80. Here's another soul singer who had a birthday in March. On the 23rd, she was 71. Here's Chaka Khan.
Thank you.
Rufus covering the Bobby Womack tune Stop On By from 1974. And for those of you not familiar with it, or it's been that long you've forgotten, near the end your ears weren't deceiving you, or it wasn't a case that I'd gone off for a cup of tea, the song fades right out, almost to silence for a few seconds, and then fades back in to the end of the song. Why? A bit daft, if you ask me. Here's our back-to-back.
Can I call you Rose? Thank you.
Back to Back. You first heard Andre Cruz and Chris Lujan and their version of the Sacred Souls song Can I Call You Rose, which featured on the very first show. Following them, Jalen and Gonda, and If You Don't Want My Love, taken from his debut album Come Around and Love Me. And I've played Andre Cruz, Chris Lujan before on shows 14 and 15, and Jalen and Gonda on show 28, if you want to go back to them and hear them. And I'm looking forward to seeing Jalen and Gonda in London in a couple of weeks' time. We now have the Pilkington pick, Steve Pilkington's choice. He tells me, Johnny, I've got one, and it's another dance-themed track. I'm choosing this because, in my opinion, they're one of the best UK rhythm and blues bands ever, who I have fond memories of seeing at the Dublin Castle in Camden, and every time they blew the house down. This is a cover of the Willie Mitchell tune, That Driving Beat. It's Red Beans and Rice. Red Beans and Rice with That Driving Beat. Thanks, Steve, for that. Excellent. I'd seen them on a couple of occasions, but not in the Dublin Castle. It would have been south of the border for me. Okay, I'm pretty sure I mentioned a couple of shows back that the next Ace CD that we were going to give away as a prize was a compilation of the Philadelphia drummer Earl Young. All the standout tracks that he'd been on. The cream of the crop, the hundreds of songs that he'd played on. Well, it got delayed. But we now have it. I'm not going to have it for long, because you're going to have it. Well, you might, if you enter the competition and you're the lucky name out of the hat. I'm going to play a couple of songs from it, and then I'm going to set the question. It's another compilation put together by Tony Rounce, so you're in very safe hands. This first track is from 1965 on the Arctic label. It's Storm Warning, The Volcanoes.
My
Storm Warning, The Volcanoes. What a great record that is. Next up from this compilation, it conveniently provides our Dance Craze song for this month. Earl Young playing on the Archie Bell and the Drells song, arranged by Tom Bell, produced by Kenneth Gamble and Leon Huff. Get ready to do the hand jive. Archie Bell and the Drells, Do the Hand Jive. Before I set this month's question, just quote you Earl Young from the sleeve notes. This was him talking last year. Let me give you a little understanding about me and my drums. First thing is that I love to play drums and I feel I was born to play. I have never played to be the best drummer or to do drum solos or spin drumsticks. To me, drums are my living. I don't go to places to sit in and play for nothing. When I play, it's usually in the recording studio. That's why other drummers don't know me. They don't see me playing, but they know my drum sound. I don't do drum gigs because I don't like carrying drums around. Too old for that. I like sessions only because I like to hear myself on the radio, in the malls around the world. I know I'll retire soon and I try to make sure that my drumming from the past will take care of myself in the future. Playing in clubs can't do that, but my royalties from my sessions will. And there are some sessions. From the CD that surprised this month, I played you 2 out of the 23 tracks. Amongst the others, Backstabbers, the OJs, The Love I Lost, Harry Melvin and the Blue Notes. Be thankful for what you got, William Devaughn. There is not a dull song on there. For it to be yours, just answer this question. Archie Bell and the Drells, having had their big hit in 1968 with Tighten Up, their record company asked Gamble and Huff if they could come up with further hits, which they duly did, with another 11 R&B chart hits over the next 2 years. What was that record company? So what label was Do the Hand Jive by Archie Bell and the Drells released on? If you know it, or you have to look it up, I'm never going to know. Put the answer of the record company in an email to me at johnnycorsair9@gmail.com. As I say, the names will go in a hat. Pick out one name. If it's you, you're going to get this great CD sent to you. So thanks to Ace for that. We've already got next month's CD to give away. It was in the same package. Right, we're going to close with another birthday tribute to a soul singer, this time Laura Lee, who was 79 on the 9th of March. You may have heard her on Show 24 with Need to Belong. This was her first solo recording on the Rictic label. Until next month, take care, Laura Lee, to win your heart.